We begin with a prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Grace and mercy and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the message this afternoon is our gospel reading, which you just heard, our Lord's parable of the workers in the vineyard. Friends in Christ Jesus, you've perhaps heard the term dead man walking. It refers to a man or a woman who has been sentenced to death, more specifically, when they begin their walk from their prison cell to the execution chamber. Dead man walking, the executioner's assistant would shout. The convict's eventual demise is now imminent. He is about to die. It is, as they say, the 11th hour. Do you know that that term, the 11th hour, actually comes most likely from our gospel reading for today? Here again, verse 6 from Matthew chapter 20. And at about the 11th hour, the vineyard owner went out and found others standing. And he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day? No one has hired us," they told him. And so he sent them into his vineyard to work. The work day back then was from sun up to sundown, before unions and labor laws, I suppose. During the harvest season, that meant about a 12-hour work day from roughly 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The 11th hour then would have been at about 5 p.m., just 1 hour before the end of the workday. That helps us to understand the significance of this parable. And perhaps you've also heard of 11th hour stays of execution. Many times over the years, lawyers have worked feverishly to save the lives of their clients from on death row, or at least to extend the time that they have on this earth with their legal wranglings. An 11th hour stay is a last minute reprieve from the death chamber. So back to the parable. For the kingdom of heaven is like the master of the house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them out into the vineyard. These workers could expect to be in the vineyard all day long for the agreed upon wage, that being a denarius. Now, it's important to note that these laborers first selected agreed to work for that amount, a denarius a day. They knew what they were going to get when they went out into the field. But there's more to the story. And going out again about 9 a.m., the owner of the vineyard saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You go in the vineyard, and whatever is right, I will give to you." So they went. Going out again at about noon, and again at about 3 p.m., he did the same. And about the 11th hour, that is at about 5 p.m., he went out and found yet others standing. And he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." So he said to them, "You go into the vineyard too." So when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to the foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first." So when those who were hired at the 11th hour, those who began work at about 5 p.m., each received a denarius. Now when those who were hired first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled to the master of the house, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day in the scorching heat. That's just not fair, is it? Those who worked 1 hour in the vineyard were given the same pay as those who put in a full 12-hour day doing the same job. It's just not fair. But who is it, I ask, that should determine what is fair in this situation? Let's look at the master of the house, the vineyard owner's answer in our parable. He replied to one of them, "Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. I'm not being unfair. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to the last worker the same that I gave to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last. It's not the only time in Scripture that Jesus has quoted this line. In our Lord's story, he tells us that the man who is giving out the reward for the work performed is the one who determines the fair wage of that particular day. The early birds received their agreed-upon wage. What was it to them if the landowner wanted to be generous to the others? But it's just not fair, we say. And we hear that a lot, don't we? Maybe even said it yourself. It's just not fair. We hear it in the classroom and on the playground, at the work site, and at home from jealous siblings. It's just not fair. It's not fair that my sister got to go to Dairy Queen when she was in junior high with her friends, and I had to wait till I was in high school. It's just not fair. It's not fair that she gets to go out on a date and we have to stay home and do the dishes. Why does Jimmy always get to be the pitcher? It's my turn to pitch. It's not fair that Rogers got that promotion when I've been with the company for a lot longer than he has. It's just not fair. It's not fair that Byers got the Watson account. He knows that I did all the legwork. It's not fair. It's just not fair. So let's try another one. How about this? It's not fair that a convicted murderer who becomes a devoted follower of Jesus in prison gets the same eternal reward that I get. I've been a believer since I was baptized at 17 days old. I went to Sunday school and church every weekend. I even went to the seminary. It's just not fair. You know, I think Jesus told this parable so that we wouldn't ask questions like that or think ill of those who came late to the party, so to speak, with regard to their faith. You are receiving your eternal reward, Jesus tells us. Do not begrudge my generosity to those 11th hour believers. Think of it this way. Think of the folks that you know and love who do not yet know the Lord. And you would love to have them to be together with you forever with Jesus. But they might not have been going there if I was the one who was determining what is just and fair and not Jesus. No, I'm quite pleased that God is the one who determines what is just and what is fair and that we don't. So I thought it would be interesting for a moment to compare man's idea of justice with what God has declared to be just. To us, justice is that in a court of law, a man who is guilty would be found guilty and punished. And one who is innocent, well, he should be found innocent and should be released sooner rather than later. That's justice in our eyes. In fact, we believe that injustice is served when an innocent man is found guilty, or heaven forbid, a guilty man be left off the hook. That is our idea of justice and injustice. But here's God's idea of justice. The most innocent man who ever lived, not guilty of one single transgression, Jesus Christ, is declared guilty before God and given the death sentence. Death by crucifixion. Perhaps the most inhumane form of execution ever devised by mankind. And we, get this part, we who are guilty of many sins, we the guilty ones, are declared righteous and innocent before God and given an eternal reward together forever with our Creator and our Savior. And would we not also want that for our loved ones? Thank God that we leave it to Him to determine what is fair. And we know and we have learned in Holy Scriptures that it is our faith in Jesus and our trust in what He has done for us by way of the cross and the empty tomb that secures for us our declaration of innocence. Without Jesus, we'd be dead men walking. And so is everyone else, even our closest family and friends, if they don't have a saving relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Dead men walking. That's who we are. No wonder they call Him the Savior. Here's the good news. It is never too late. It is never too late for those close to you with whom you love to have a saving relationship with the Lord Jesus. But as of yet, they do not. For them, an 11th hour conversion may be just what the doctor ordered. And praise be to God if He has chosen you to be the instrument to share the good news with them. You know, I'll take a denarius for my full day's work if Jesus is willing to give that same reward to my friends and neighbors who may only be in the vineyard for an hour. We are together in Christ to gather His people. And friends in Christ Jesus, God loves you. He loves you very much. Amen.